Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Why you wanna tell me how to live my life?
The program, the Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, it's where they believe in better. Don't forget, they have the best seats in the house contest going on. If you want to sit on the 50-yard line and plush leather recliners at Lambeau Field, oh my goodness, go to Packers.com/best seats. And you, and a guest could possibly be going to Lambeau Field, getting the VIP experience, all from our friends at Cousin Subs. Our good friends over there at Roman. Visit GetRoman.com/coach for your first free visit. Check them out over there at Roman, GetRoman.com. And that is our coach, Brian Billick, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Coach, how you been?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So I was saying yesterday, the best team in the NFC, as the way I see it, is the Packers. Not being a homer here, but when you look at their quality of wins, wins in the division, and the teams that they have beaten that are over 500, and they still haven't hit their stride, I would say it's the Packers. Others would say maybe New Orleans, maybe Seattle. How do you see right now the top end heavy of the NFC?
Well, I think you got it sized up right. I mean, you could certainly make a case for the Packers. I mean, you, when it comes to strength of schedule and who you play, that's who you play. I mean, that is what it is. Obviously, when you compare it to Seattle, when you're talking about are they the best team in the NFC, we're really talking about Russell Wilson. He's just so dynamic. I mean, obviously, Aaron Rodgers can match up with anybody. But particularly the wins that Seattle had, you got to look at that. You know, the Rams was a good win. They did lose to New Orleans, okay? So, you know, and New Orleans, you could flip that around and say New Orleans beat Seattle, so that's a good win for them. But certainly these are the top three teams that are worthy of that discussion.
So how good do you think San Francisco is? They're undefeated, obviously. Before they got the win over L.A., the collective wins of their opponents were 5-15. But that defense, man, out there in L.A., that thing looked for real. Give me your assessment.
Yeah, and it's probably not fair to exclude them. I think, and based on what we've played so far, they deserve to be in the conversation. I think we need to see more. Now, they're going to play Washington. I don't know that we're going to find out anything about them playing Washington, unless if they lose, then obviously that's a teller. And you have the West Coast teams going east. That's always an issue. And then they've got Carolina, Arizona. Then they got Seattle. So, you know, who they're playing, I think we'll probably have this debate, but you're absolutely right. When you look at what they're doing defensively, you have to be impressed with what they're doing, particularly in they're not giving up big plays. They're third best in the National Football League and not giving up big plays. They're very good on fourth down, and they're very good at getting pressure on the quarterback. So that's a pretty good combination to have, and this defense, I think, is beginning to earn the reputation as being advertised.
The AFC, obviously it's the Patriots and everybody else. Who's really going to be a threat to them in the AFC right now?
Well, you'd naturally think the Chiefs, although they've got some issues, particularly on defense. I did a bit on them on Playbook, and that defense has given up a lot of rushing yards. Last 2 weeks against Houston and Indianapolis, they've given up better than 180 yards rushing, better than 40 runs, and more importantly, time of possession. There was 37 and 39 minutes time of possession for Houston and Indianapolis, respectively. And that's going to be the test for them if that defense, and with all that they did and the changes that they put in and brought in Frank Clark and Steve Spagnuolo's defensive coordinator, they don't appear to be any better than they were last year. But certainly Patrick Mahomes is healthy. They're always going to be a factor. I think Baltimore could be on that cusp. They're doing some really dynamic things, but they've shown some vulnerability uniquely on defense, not something you expect to see much. The Houston Texans are probably, for my money, the way they're playing. J.J. Watt on defense, obviously Deshaun Watson. they can continue to do what they're doing, they may be the single best threat to New England in the AFC.
How about your former team over there in Baltimore? I mean, right now, top that division, defensively, they look strong. Jackson looks better this year than he did last year. How strong is that that team going to end up being, do you think?
Well, I think the defense, although it has looked solid at times, is not as solid as it has been. They've been run on, and that's got to be a concern. They just added Marcus Peters because I think they need to shore up. They had a lot of injuries in the secondary, and they've got to be able to do some things in the front seven. Wink Martindale has got to pressure more plus one in the box because they're not holding up well against the run. Doesn't mean that it won't get better. And Lamar Jackson, he's spectacular. The question, he's on pace for 180-plus runs. And John Harbaugh was talking about today. We don't know that we can sustain that. We don't want him running it 19 times a game. I don't think they may have a choice. If they got to run it, they got to run it. He's throwing the ball pretty effectively. But if he's going to run the ball better than 180 times, it's the same old question. Will he be productive? Yes. Will he last? Can they get away with that and him not get injured? That's the big question. If he doesn't, this team's going to be in the thick of it.
Talking to Super Bowl winning head coach and NFL Network analyst Brian Billick on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How impressed have you been? One of the guys that has really kind of surprised me, Jacoby Brissett out of Indianapolis, what they've been able to do since all the controversy with losing Andrew Luck and him retiring to go to 3-2 on the season. How impressed have you been with the Colts?
Very, because as you said, it was unexpected. Everybody kind of wrote them off for dead on when they lost Andrew Luck. And the balance, again, offensively, they've been very balanced. They did a nice job against Kansas City. That was a big win. To go into Kansas City, as you know, I always put a lot of value in being able to go on the road and get the wins that they did, as was equally for Houston. The fact that Kansas City lost two home games, I think, is substantial validation for both Houston and for Indianapolis. The loss they had was a close loss to Oakland, a very close loss in the opener to the Chargers on the road. So, yeah, you've got to be very impressed with what they're doing. Frank Reich's doing a heck of a job in Indianapolis. Jacoby Brissett is solid. You know, we'll have to see over an entire 16 games whether he can sustain it. But right now, he's pretty solid and doing a nice job with 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He's getting the job done. Marlon Mack's running the ball well. So, yes, you have to be very impressed with them, given the fact that the shock when you lose the value of a player of Andrew Luck and your quarterback, for them to bounce back. They really rallied around it, and it's kind of us against the world.
Now, I wanted to ask you, I want to circle back to the Packers. Packers pick up a wide receiver in Ryan Grant, kind of a journeyman throughout his career. They needed somebody, and there's no doubt about that. How often does a head coach go to a general manager and say, I need help, or can you get me somebody? Or does a general manager come to you and say, okay, I think we got this?
Both, you know, and you have those constant conversations. Boy, we really need this. We really need that. Is there anybody out there? That's kind of an ongoing observation. But then the general manager will show up one day and go, hey, so-and-so we think we can get so-and-so. Or how about this guy? And typically it's a role player, which is exactly what Grant will be. It's not like he's going to be a game changer, but he may be a bit of a missing piece. Obviously what they're doing in terms of having Graham, Aaron Jones has been a big pickup for them in terms of what they're able to do and continue to grow in the Matt LaFleur offense. So they've got some, you know, they've got some weapons, but clearly they're needing a little bit more on the outside, and anything you can add to it would be a positive.
I also wanted to ask you about this defense. Now, you know Mike Pettine as well as anybody. How impressed have you been with the pieces that they picked up in Za'Darius and Preston Smith, Adrian Amos, and then being able to not only get these guys to buy in, but to get the productivity that they're getting out of these guys by running two-man fronts, three-man fronts, and still getting pressure on the quarterback? It's been really, really impressive.
Yeah, and we talked about it last year, how what they went through last year. It is a growing learning curve. Mike Pettine does a lot of things. And it takes a while to get used to that rhythm, what they're expecting. One of the strengths that Mike has when he was here with Matt Ryan, or with when I had Ryan as the defensive coordinator, whether it was Mike Nolan as the defensive coordinator, even Marvin Lewis, Rex, along with it, and he really, you know, Rex was his main mentor. But whatever you do defensively, part of the key is the player's understanding. Look, this is where we're vulnerable. Okay. This defense is going to do X, Y, and Z, but if they want to throw to the flat on the backside or go vertical on the backside, okay, they got us. It's a bad call. And the players understanding that that no defense is going to stop every play, but where the vulnerabilities are, and that we've got to play to the strength of a given call, and if they hit us with our vulnerability, then so be it. We're going to play the odds in that. That's a part of the learning curve, and you can see the Packers coming together with that.
Have you been able to see the progression of the offense week to week? Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, really kind of, because I've said all along, look, this team is 5-1, and they really haven't even offensively hit their stride yet. Have you been able to see the progress made from week one to where we sit today with Matt LaFleur's installation of the offense with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, you know, the biggest difference, and whether it's the offense or whether it's the athlete, and typically it comes back to the athlete, Jamal Jones or Aaron Jones, is obviously the biggest single difference I see in the Packers offense. Now, whether it's schematically or the fact that this guy has really stepped up, and you guys live it, you watch it every day. And Aaron Rodgers is so cool, but when I'm watching the games and something good happens and he looks over to the sideline, sometimes you see that kind of smirk in Aaron's eyes and his face that sometimes you can kind of read going, looking over at Matt LaFleur going, all right, we're getting it. We're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is good. You know, we're moving along. So I think there's a confidence there. There's an energy there, particularly when they look at this and say, hey, guys, there's a bigger upside here. I mean, you saw the defense go through it last year, and now they're kind of rolling through it. Offensively, with every game, I think there's, can't wait till next week because we're kind of getting better and better.
Coach, before I let you go, got to ask you about Get Roman and GetRoman.com/coach.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the partnership with Get Roman. I believe in the product. You know, when you get to be my age, guys over 40, we just don't go to the doctor, and that's stupid. There's too much stuff going on, too many things you got to address. You get the proper medical attention with licensed physicians. Whatever pharmaceutical needs, you get it within 2 days guaranteed. The great thing is you go online. It's a concierge service. You go online. You get a lot of things covered, whether it's ED, whether it's hair loss, whether it's sores, whatever's going on. You get a licensed physician that can point you in the right direction. And if you go to GetRoman.com/coach, your first visit's free. You really do need to check it out.
Always great to talk to you, Coach. We will talk again down the road and looking forward to it all throughout the season, okay?
Sounds great.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Coach Brian Billick joining us for a couple of minutes, the Super Bowl winning head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, now with the NFL Network. And he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Coming up tonight, we're going to be out on the road. It's the Bill Michaels Huddle brought to you by Bud Light. We're going to be at Joe Mama's in Colgate. Come on out tonight. Come over and see us. Tom Pippins, the grand poobah of sports, longtime sports director over there at Fox 6. He's going to be joining us tonight as well. So come on out. Say hi. We'd love to have you out there this evening. See you as a face in the crowd. When we come back, we're going to hear from Matt LaFleur. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.